Unlucky 13, and a sad episode of the Dedeen Shrew, as we have had a death in the temple.
I am the Dean, and this is the Dedeen Shrew. I am superior to you, and you suck. I am the Dean. I am better than you. You are listening to my show, because I am so awesome. La 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 la. Awesome, awesome. La 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 la. I am the Dean. You are not. You will listen, or I will smite you.
Good evening and welcome, children of the Dean, to episode Unlucky 13 of the Dean Shrew. It may not be evening where you are and whence you come, but it's always evening in the park bench of the Dean. And why wouldn't it be? Everyone say hello to Thaddeus Penguin. That was Thaddeus. He won't be ghosting this week because he is a bit crap. Now then, what is planned on the show this week? We've got Thaddy Meal. We've got this week's review in wrestling. We've got Mussolini Corner. Mussolini Corner. We've got zero amount of communist invasions. We've got a new sponsor. We've got some feedback and things and quizzes and stuff and all the good stuff you've come to expect in LL Lilla the Dean Show. Up next, then, we will begin the show with the quiz. We had lots of entries to last week's quiz, and Thaddeus has passed them all on because he thought it might be fun to go through everyone's answer on the show, incorrect or correct, and then select a winner from the correct answers. And that winner will receive their free new prize in the meal anytime, never. Okay, the first entrant was from Jack, who thought that the correct answer to the question, which, let me remind you, was who was the co-host during episode 3, our first guest. Jack thought the answer was Jack. Well, Jack, no, you are not the co-host on episode 3. Lo siento. Now then, we also have additional entries. Logic Honor, production manager of the show, so he should get it right, believed that the correct answer was Jorge. You are indeed correctamente. However, other people also got the correct answer. Let's see who else got the correct answer. Anne McBride, I suspect that is the least real of the quiz entries. Also got the correct answer, Jorge. Additionally, Jorge was also gassed by Stephen Hope, who said that the answer was Jorge, and of course, he was correct. And finally, Demo the Hunter was also guessing the answer is in fact Jorge, and is in that way also correct. From that list of people, the free prize goes to I select Stephen. You are the victor and have won for yourself a free new prize. Congratulations and the like. Now then, it is time for me to explain why this is a sad day and why we've had a death in the temple. Turns out that good old Thaddeus here discovered a tragedy in the temple. In the basement, we found a dead body. It was, unfortunately, the repairman from two weeks ago. The repairman was here, came back last week to finish off his job, and if you remember, recall last week, we had the werewolf invasion on the Dean Show, right here in the temple, and in the basement. Looks like the werewolf was about to get the repairman, who quickly locked himself in the basement and beat himself to death with a baseball bat. Sad times have been had. We all mourn for the sad death of Repairman. You will be missed, perhaps. Actually, I have no idea who you were. Nevertheless, let us progress. Here we have it, an ode, a tribute to Repairman. Some sad music is needed.
Gee, I'm glad it's raining. There's always something to be thankful for.
Whoa, whoa, wrong song there, people. Apologize. Thaddeus, put on the correct song now.
And I excel at my chosen trade. Thank you, one and all, for digging your own graves.
Goodbye, repairman. We hardly cared about ye. Okay, up next on the Dean Show, Raw. Hey, sugar baby, so hot and tasty. Come on, give me some love, you're driving me wild. That's what I'm listening to. Let's Make It by AC/DC. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Raw. Now then. Okay, the beginning of Raw. Batista is offered to join Legacy, be a great team, better than Evolution, the Four Horsemen, the Killer Bees, and all that stuff. He refuses to join Legacy. He then will have to face Priceless. Now, these stipulations are that if Batista wins, there will be a pay-per-view match happening on Raw, but then they'll still have the match again at the pay-per-view for the title. I don't really understand. If Rude and DiBiase win, there'll be a 3-on-1 match at the pay-per-view, and there'll be a 3-on-1 match on Raw, and on The Thing, and on, I don't even understand. Incredibly convoluted happens here. This gets the ARG TNA stipulations. Rhodes is now, See, Cody Rhodes happens. He's gonna, let's see. Okay, Cody Rhodes brings in a chair. Batista takes it. Referee disqualifies Batista. He didn't even use the chair! WTF, disqualified for holding a chair. What if he wanted to sit down? Silliness. Then backstage, Cody Rhodes is missing. Whatever. I'm only going through the points relevant and that I cared enough about. Interesting story here. Backstage, Chavo Guerrero is essentially the general manager because he is manipulating Aunt Vicky and running the show, and they say that injured John Cena will wrestle tonight. Now, for some reason, the commentators who sit at a little desk by the ring are randomly inside the ring now, and they're talking about the pay-per-view that I'm not ordering. Then there's a Black Ice t-shirt in the crowd that gets... Woohoo! Black Ice! Orton and Ted split up to find Cody. Orton here finds Cody, they go back, and within 30 seconds, someone, Batista, had come in, beaten up Ted DiBiase, left him lying, ran away, some people had found him, and then someone had ran to call for a doctor. Least realistic timing ever. Mr. Kennedy is going to return. Here's a promo, that makes me happy. Kennedy! Now then. Here we go. The Kendrick is in the ring. Don't recall who he's fighting. He's fighting Carlito again. He goes for the Kendrick and it gets reversed and I wrote down, no! Carlito goes for the backcracker. Stabber thing. It gets reversed. Rule up. The Kendrick wins! Yay! Woo! Kendrick. I'm so glad that the Kendrick won and he's going to find a partner and he's going to come after those tag titles. Now then. Cena versus The Miz in a new way to win match. I'm The Miz and I'm awesome. That's clearly gimmick infringement right there. This match was the sort of not actually possible to win. I've also written down, you hypnotize, mesmerize with your dirty eyes. That's some AC/DC for you. This match is sort of randomly stopped in the middle of it, and then Vicky Guerrero says, Cena wins, so that means he's not going to win against Big Show, WTF, I don't even understand. But then the show gets better. Santina Marella comes in backstage doing the Vicky, excuse me, to Vicky. Chavo Guerrero tries to pull Santino's wig off, and he says, don't, I'm not that kind of girl. Santina then has to kiss Rosa, then Rosa's gonna kiss Santina as a good luck stipulation, and then if he, then the whole point is he's gonna prove that Santina's actually the man, because he likes kissing Rosa. He kisses her, pretty hard actually. Then he says, okay, I admit it, I am the lesbian. Then he does crazy pig snouting at Vicky, spanks Rosa, and leaves. This is quite humorous. Then Batista locks Cody Rhodes in a rape closet and goes in and with him and locks the door. Almost done. Let's see, Santino and Beth have a match. Santina and Beth. Santina does the awesome, pathetic, girly screams, wins with a quick cradle, air trumpet, and dancing in triumph. I love it. VIP Lounge, MVP, and William Regal. William Regal wants to be important, like the good times when he was the general manager and the king. Those were good times. Matt Hardy out, he wants people to remember that he exists. Everyone wants the US belt. Not really sure. Kofi Kingston comes out, beats up Matt Hardy. Chavo, not Vicky, orders that we will now have Hardy and Regal versus Kofi and MVP. Regal buried. That's bad because I enjoy the Regal. He's rarely used, and he's first time he's used here, buried. Last thing from Raw then. Wait, the 3-on-1 match is on Raw, not the pay-per-view. I don't understand the stipulations here, but here's the main event. Then, and no matter what happened, they're having a, so it was a 3-on-1, but now they're having a 1-on-1 anyway. Because Priceless are hurt, Batista's beating up Orton, then I think Priceless come out anyway, so they weren't hurt, so they could have had a 3-on-1. I hate Batista, he beats up all three of Legacy. And that's your Raw. Up next, it's time for a message from our sponsor, Thaddeus. Hit it!
The Rotators Guild of Rotation. Because together, we can end non-rotation.
And that was a message from our new sponsor, the Rotators Guild of Rotation, where there is a fire at one end, and the fool rotating at the other. And now let's head straight to Thaddy Mail. Thaddeus, what's in your inbox today? Thank you, Thaddeus. Let's see what we've got. Ah, here we go. Anonymous said, this is on episode 11, Alls. Absolutely loved this episode. Got real enjoyment out of it. I think it's great that you're doing this. Keep them coming. And we will keep them coming, Anonymous. We also got feedback from Penis, which said, wow, your voice turns me on loads. Keep it up. And then a wink smiley face. Even better. Quite enjoyable feedback on episode 11. I do have the awesome voice. It is the sex. Now, I heard that Peter Dawson was going to enter our quiz this week, but unfortunately his house burnt down. So, moving on, it's time to announce this week's quiz. Okay, this week's quiz, send your answers, if you know them, to ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com or leave a comment on the blog, thethedeanshow.blogspot.com or on the Facebook group. And the question you must answer is as follows. If you've been listening carefully to the show, you may know this. How many AC/DC albums do I currently own? Answers on a postcard or a mole rat will not be accepted. Now then, at this portion of the show, I should point out we've been going for quite some time, and Thaddeus has yet to bring me any type of tea or hot beverage of some kind. Some kind of drink, not really sure. Thaddeus, bring me the tea now. And whilst we're waiting for you to bring me my tea, I think we will, let's see, what can we do right now? Oh, news! Quick! The werewolf, it returneth! Thaddeus, take cover in the hiding place of doom! The werewolf, it cometh for your soul! Or, like, your head, or eating it, or something. Not really sure. The werewolf, we must run from it. Thaddeus, make sure you're hiding in some sort of hiding place, because the werewolf will come for you. I shall now smite this werewolf of doom, as they call it. Werewolf of doom shall be smitten, because we don't want it to eat poor Thaddeus. If it eats Thaddeus, we'll have another death, and I'll never get any tea. 3, 2, 1. I'm a-charging my smitometer. And thus Monsieur Wolf de Ware has been smitten by yours truly, L. the Dean. Of course. All hail. Ah, Thaddeus, thank you for returning with my tea. Now then. Good tea, as always, from the Thaddeus in the Highway to Hell mug. Did you I see you've survived the werewolf then? Well, that's very good. You shall never need to worry again. Your fate will not be like that repairman's, because the Dean, the awesomeness, the supreme, the powerful, the greatest entity of ever, has smitten the inferior scum that is that werewolf. Of course, it isn't just the werewolf that is inferior scum, it is everyone who is not the Dean. All hail. All hail the Dean. Now then, I've been trying to get an interview arranged with famous rap hip-hop artist DJ Chav, but may or may not be able to get that. We'll have to see if I can get that interview arranged. Busy man with a busy schedule. Up next is ECW. Okay, we begin. Christian and Jack Swagger will be ECW's main event at the pay-per-view. LOL, they're ECW's only match at the pay-per-view, and no, Tiffany, they won't steal the show. Mark Henry out, and I knew it. They do this all the time, bring out Mark Henry, who no one likes or cares about, and then bring out some random guy to feed to him so that he can beat them up and look good, and it's almost always Tommy Dreamer. So Henry out, and I knew it, they feed Tommy Dreamer to Mark Henry, who is the least good wrestler ever. He's just a big fat mess who comes out and pushes people around the ring and can't wrestle. Now, I don't want to be insulting to fat people or anything like that. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that I just hate Mark Henry, you know. He's coming out here, pushing over the beating up the Tommy Dreamer. This whole show should be all about Dreamer and all booked around him. ECW mudhole dropkick, because he can't put Henry on the Tree of Woe. Henry actually is so slow and can't move or wrestle or do... I've never seen Henry put on a match that I liked, ever. In, like, the 12 years or 10 years or 15 years or whatever that he's wrestled for. DDT. Yes, 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 Dreamer's gonna win. Rope break. No! Fat Man Slam. This makes me incredibly annoyed with this Tommy Dreamer and the thing and the losing and the stuff. Now then. Then I get a phone call that I'm going to get some money, so that's the good times. New Heart Foundation forms, Tyson Kidd and David Hart Smith. Didn't he have a different name? He was on Raw, he was like the Canadian Bulldog something Smith. I don't even remember. Anyway, they use the Heart Attack. They are the New Heart Foundation with Natalia. There. Natalia Neidhart. Tyson Kidd doesn't even have Hart in his name. I don't understand, but he was trained in Stu Hart's dungeon. Love comes out with Communist Hammer and Sickle in his background. He is now the Systematic Soviet. And, yeah. I'll kick, I'll creep, crawl down your street, I'll guard your eyes out. Ooh, black ice happens next in my earballs. And then I write down, I am not buying this pay-per-view because so far I don't recall having a single match hearing a single match announced for it that I actually want to see. This ECW is so crap. Christian makes fun of Jack Swagger's lisp. That's the main event, making fun of a guy's lisp. And now let's talk about something better, the Star Trek movie! So I was watching the Star Trek movie a la cinema. It is the Buenos Tiempos movie. It was very good. I enjoyed it. It was pleasing to the Dean and Thaddeus.
Ah.
Indeed, Thaddeus. Everyone needs to go see this movie. I mean, usually the only sort of space thing the Dean enjoys is Red Dwarf, but this was very, very good. I really, really enjoyed this. Thaddeus enjoyed it as well. It was a great movie. The Star Trek, Captain Kirk and all that nonsense. No, it's not. It's actually really good. I highly recommend it. One thing I will say, when Scotty did the beaming, that least cargo bay ever. Least cargo bay ever. But seriously, it was a great movie. Let's see. It sort of starts out. Don't want to spoil too much, but you've got the there's like an attack happening. I have zero background with Star Trek knowledge, but some guy's the captain and he's gonna die, so then Mr. Kirk becomes, he says, Mr. Kirk, you're the captain, and then he dies, and then his son, Jim, the old James T. Kirk, he becomes the captain eventually, but first he's like in there, he's not really supposed to be in the ship, then he sneaks in, then he's like the first officer, and then Spock happens. Don't wanna go any further because I'll spoil the movie for everyone, but really good movie. I can spoil it if I want! Really good movie, but I won't spoil it because I think everyone to see this. I command you to do so, because I am the Dean. Now then, we will return tomorrow with SmackDown and the Word of the Week. But we do need something else on the show. We're sort of haven't been on for all that long yet, and we're running out of things. So let's do some filler. Like, you're like a bandicoot, you're like an island, you're like running around on an island, you're like a bandicoot, you're like an island, you're like a bandicoot. I give up. Okay. What can we do to fill the time? I know what we're going to do. We're going to hunt for Falafel. Because you may remember, we've never actually seen or heard from Falafel. I've got like texts and notes and stuff, but we've never actually seen or heard from him. So, with you listening to me in your ear holes, I'm going to walk along the temple and I'm going to find Thaddeus, okay? So I'm standing up now. I'm using, like, crazy things here. You can still... I'm recording this. Okay, I'm walking along in the temple. I've left my room that I record in, my billions of dollars studio that I got put together. Okay, we're walking along. In a corridor now, I'm in a corridor. We've got like one of those like suits of armor, like a knight happening. We've got some pictures on the walls with like the moving eyes. Got a bookcase that like spins around. Okay, I'm going through the secret corridor in the bookcase. I'm like spinning around in the bookcase. Oh, there's Thaddeus. Hello, Thaddeus.
Ah.
Thaddeus, have you seen Falafel?
Ah.
Begone, Thaddeus. I shall find him myself. Okay, so I'm now walking through some dark corridor in the temple here. Okay, we've got a dead end. I'm looking around, I'm feeling the walls, I don't feel anything. Let's see. So on the okay. Trap door in the ground, going through a trap door. Through some sort of trap door, not the band. I'm going down some sort of chute here. Somehow, I would have expected to have been in the basement, but I'm not. Somehow, I'm in like a little... I'm sort of outside, but not quite outside. Am I in like a tiny little room that I never saw before, ever? Not really sure. There's nothing in this. Okay, let's see. Okay, some insects, that's not good. Leave the door. Okay, I'm now outside in the garden. I'm now walking along in the... Hold on a second. Okay, I'm now walking along in the garden. Okay, I'm now stroking a cat that has come into my garden, though I'm now about to smite it. Okay, cat removal has occurred. Okay, let's see. There's some plants happening. dead cat happening, walking around in the garden here, let's see, some people are out in the street, I see some people. Hello, yonder persons in the street, passing by the temple of the Dean. You must stay within a long distance radius thing stuff place from this temple, or I will set the guard penguin on you. Ha ha ha, I am so nefarious. And like that. Anyway, yeah. Looking for falafel, like a pond, like a frog. Wait. I have smote the frog. Now I'm looking around, looking for some more things. Where's falafel? Okay. There's like some woods here. We're in like the woods. I'm gonna leave the woods now. I don't enjoy the woods. There's like an aisle in there or something. Leaving the wood back. Let's go back. There's like a rope bridge here. In the grounds surrounding the temple. Like a rope bridge. Not really sure. Walking along this bridge. Going to some lava underneath it, maybe. No, there's no lava. Okay, I've never been to this part of the grounds before. Walking along, we're in like a circle somehow. I'm going, but I'm not really sure. Coming to some little room. Never seen this room before ever. Let's go into this. It's like a little hut somewhere. In here, what have we got? We've got some gardening equipment. Let's see this little door with like beads and stuff. But let's go through the beads. What have we got? It's got some a room. What? Who are you? Oh. Okay, apparently we have a gardener. Not anymore. That's the end of that gardener. Now then, leaving this room, there's some sort of underground tunnel now. I'm coming through. I don't know exactly where I'm going. Hopefully not, like, break through into a prison or something. Then I'll just smite all the security guards in the prison. Okay, so I'm now back in the temple, I think, in, like, a kitchen area. I'm gonna leave here. Coming through, like, some corridors with paintings of the Dean in them. Some lots of locked rooms, lots of things. And stuff and places and people. Not really sure exactly what's happening. A random drinks cabinet in the middle of the corridor. What? Like a ballroom now? We've got a ballroom in the temple. I think I was in this once a few years ago. A ballroom. Okay, let's leave that. Let's see if I go around here. Okay, wait, I'm gonna check the map for directions. Okay, I think if I just go, let's see, I'll be back in a moment, I'm just gonna pause this for a second. Okay, I think I'm now, yeah, one left. Okay, if I take the 14th left, and then the 1000th right, let's see, pause this for a second. Okay, we are now in this corridor, which I recognize. If I turn left here, and then take like a diagonal somewhere, and then like up a ladder, yeah, here we go. We are now back in the part of the temple that I knew. If I just go down this corridor, I should come to the Mike's recording studio just in time for Mussolini Corner. Welcome everyone, as the Dean and Thaddeus Penguin present Mussolini Corner. Actually, no Thaddeus this week. Not sure where he's got to. Still in the tunnel system or something. I'm going to begin Mussolini Corner then with Albania this week. Albania. So, what happened here was... Thaddeus! Good, you're just in time as well.
Ah.
Okay, it's time for Mussolini Corner, Thaddeus. I've already started it without you. We're doing Albania.
Ah.
Yes, that's right. What happened with Albania? Well, essentially, Albania is, Mussolini wanted to control lots of places. So he managed to sort of send some, people and sort of support people that would come to power in Albania who would be supporters of fascism and stuff like this. So essentially what happened was a fascist got power in Albania, and Albania became an Italian satellite state. Okay? Like Stalin and his buffer zone. Only without the communism. Yeah, see, you're expecting a communist takeover there, but it can't happen, because I've smitten it. Now then, essentially what happens here is Mussolini is now in control of Albania. It is his is it, him, you. Now then, so later on, it's like, I guess this may have been around the time when Hitler was like, hey, I'm going to invade Czechoslovakia, and I'm going to invade all these places, and, you know, he was invading all these places, taking territory, Lebensraum, and all that nonsense. He was doing, you know, looking like a strong, powerful leader, and Mussolini felt left out. So what Mussolini now does is, you know, I can invade places too. So he invades Albania, which he is already in control of. So he already owns Albania. Now he invades it, he invades himself. And this way, he can be like, ha-ha, I invaded a place. Look how awesome I am. Least good dictator ever. Indeed, Thaddeus, indeed. Least good. He actually is really bad. Invading the country he's already in control of. Because Mussolini didn't invade places. He did it so he could just say, like, you know, ha, I invaded a place. Look how cool I am. What an idiot. Mussolini. Now then, let's see. I think we're just about done with that and with the show for today. We'll have SmackDown and Word of the Week and plugs and such added in later, plus a song to take us out. I think the only thing left to do now is to have a Bible reading. Why not? So, if you want some useful illustrations, go to thebricktestament.com, search Hebrew Slave, we're reading from Exodus 21, Lesson of the Leader, good blood set before them. Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master have given him a wife, and she have borne him sons and daughters, his wife and her children shall be her masters, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free. So if you basically want to keep your wife, then the only option is to stay with the slave master. Okay? And 21 verse 6, then his master shall bring him unto the judges, he shall also bring him to the door, or unto the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. So if you want to keep your wife, you've got to serve forever, and the banter, get your ear nailed through a doorpost. Why not? The good book there, ladies and gentlemen, How to Treat People, Treatment of Others. Now, before I depart for today, Thaddeus, what time is it for now? That's right, it's the plugs. .uk, Logic Honor's website, or connor-robinson.co.uk. Go there, you got some new games put up on there, good stuff there. Then thedeanshirt.blogspot.com, thedean.spreadshirt.net for our new store, which I may or may not add things to in the coming days, weeks, months, and centuries, and all that good stuff. So, if you liked the Bible reading, don't forget to check the illustrations out on thebricktestament.com. I should thank, of course, Logic Honor for everything he does, for the show, production, and managing feeds and stuff, and, of course, thank Thaddeus for what he does, not thanking Falafel because I couldn't find him, thanking the Dean with the recommendations. All music used, including the Mussolini Corner theme tune, which is by Acoustica, were from PodSafe and used there like that. We will close with some Trapdoor, Boom Tube. So, yeah. That's that. Au revoir for today. Good evening. It is 12:15 the deuce, all is well. After an hour of trying, I've got Audacity to work. I'm recording this as a second file. I'm going to begin with SmackDown. CM Punk and John Morrison defeat the world's greatest tag team in an awesome match with great tag work, good pin attempts, surprise tags. I enjoyed it. Good os tiempos. Split leg extreme insult for the win. Then Jericho and Edge, they call out Ray and Jeff. But instead of a tag match, we get swerved and we get Jericho versus Edge in the main event, which I'll get to later. The next bit is a lol. The Ortiz actually thinks that fans will cheer for him over Jeff. I wrote down, she got it and I want it. No, she got it and I can get a mistress for Christmas. I want the woman in red at the bottom of my bed and all that nonsense from the great CDC song. Did surprisingly well, did Ortiz, until he got hit with a swanton and buried. Then silly Dolph Ziggler buries Jimmy Wang Yang. Then Chris Jericho and Edge. Should be a good match, I said. Jericho, let's see, feet on the ropes for FCs, then Edge feet on the ropes for FCs that as well. Evil walks behind you, evil sleeps beside you from another AC/DC song. This match won't have a clean finish, I said. And then Jericho brought in a chair. Edge kicks him, someone is disqualified, I don't know who. Jeff Hardy out, CM Punk out to cash in Money in the Bank. Umaga comes out, beats him up again so that he can cash it in. Ray attacks Jericho and we have a six-man plunder and a brawl everywhere. And that's your SmackDown. Now then, let's see what else we've got. I was at the optician today with there to have a sip of my tea, which Thaddeus has kindly brought me, haven't you, Thaddeus? Ah, good tea. Now then. Yeah, so I was at the optician happening there. Notice on the table you've got the usual sort of a couple of books and magazine newspapers. For some reason, my school's magazine was randomly there, along with a holy Bible. Not really sure why you want to read the Bible at the opticians, or why you want to read my school's magazine at the opticians. There's also a little leaflet telling me that my city, the Lisburn, is now 400 years old, said on a leaflet there. We're in the middle of a city fest all month, and no one bothered to tell me. Not really sure why. Oh, Skype has just died. Good thing I'm not using it. Yet. No, I'm not using it this week. So, yeah. Wow, hopefully the rest of this episode recorded and not just this bit, and hopefully, you know, because it's all broken now, Audacity. Yeah, that's my anecdote about that. Just confusing there. Another thing is that in town, I noticed we've got the, parking meters and stuff now everywhere. You used to be able to just sort of drive along and park anywhere in the town. Well, not in the actual main bit of the town, but you can just sort of park along. Now I've got little meters everywhere and you've got to pay, and it angers me muchly. Muchly. Angerage. Occurred. Anyway, yeah, I need to really say, I know I've already done the plugs and stuff, but I need to remind everyone, the new Jakara video podcast to Google theme tune is like the greatest thing of ever. Everyone needs to hear that. And see the video that accompanies it. Now the Outwit Spybot is open. Anyway, ignore. Oh, wait a minute. Skype has been updated, replaced with Skype, with an extra slash in there. Lack of sense has been made. Anyway, in a somewhat wrestling, somewhat not wrestling related news, John Cena, the Horrible Wrestlers movie, horrible movie, 12 rounds. I saw an ad for that, and I saw that it's also in the cinema. Bad times. Or gonna be in the cinema or something. I mean, no one's going to see it, first of all. And number two, whilst I was at the cinema seeing Star Trek, just as a sort of segue here, I asked the woman, can I pay with this? And showed her my debit card. She said, no, go to a hole in the wall, the ATM, get some money. So I went, ran across the road, got some money, ran back in, and she said, like, lol, there was an ATM right behind you. Smitten! That's right, I had to smite her. And the like. Because she sucked. Okay, I think we're pretty much. I recorded a Steven Seagal movie called Today You Die, so that'll be good. Can't wait to watch that. The last one I watched was very good, as I think I've said already. Gotta love that Steven Seagal. So, you know what? I'm gonna talk a little about this game I've been playing recently. It's called The Elder Scrolls 3 Not Oblivion. That's what it's called. Also known as Morrowind in some areas. It is the last good Oblivion. No stop right there, criminal scum happens. No sort of fun things happen. The missions are sort of awkward. The map is all. There's no marking out on the map. The journal is the biggest mess I've ever seen. You don't know what I'm doing. All the quests seem to require me to do other quests, which require me to people and animal things, but because I'm level 1, I can't seem to have any sort of easy quests to start me up so I can get better before I do the hard quests. And I'm being up with it, to be honest. And it's not as pretty as Oblivion. like, bring me to this. Spent an hour walking around trying to find the exact spot she wanted me to bring her to complete the quest, and she gave me, like, a few gold, and it was a waste of time. It's just not... It is the last good Oblivion, to be perfectly honest. I also got killed by some guards. Not arrested, but killed because I slept in a bed. Where they steal from people, arrest... And the town that I'm in, Ballora, is incredibly annoying because I've got to keep crossing in the river to go anywhere. And then I had this quest. It was, this guy said to me, I want you to bring this slave back to Balmora and give it to the guy. So I bring the slave to the guy's house. The slave was on the way. He was like, oh, please don't. And I was like, where do you want me to bring you instead? And she named this place that wasn't even on the map. No idea. So it was either that and walk around for hours looking, or just bring her to Balmora, where I knew, did that option. Bring her there, and then get there, the guy's house is locked. I can't break it. Lock. I've waited for days, the guy never comes out, no one will tell me anything about him. I can't complete that quest, so I tried speaking to this again to see if I could complete it the other way, and he was too frightened to speak to me. I tried to a guard to say this guy told me to bring the slave, which is illegal because he's going to kill the slave. The guard arrested me. I'm beginning to think the only option might be to actually just kill the slave. That is the Dean's thoughts on the matter. She's got, like, Rabina or something, I don't even know. I also discovered that in many instances I can kill people, rats, because the people are slapping me and are eating me. Into that, there are lots of problems with, like, the fact that the game is a bit crap, and that it takes 1,000 hits with a sword or dagger to actually kill someone. And this whole thing is just bad, to be perfectly honest. What I really want is not even Elder Scrolls Thinko. I really just want Oblivion continued. That's what I want, more Oblivion. Oblivion Part 2. And I know we've got the Shivering Isles and all that, but I want a full game. It has to be in Cyrodiil, it has to be pretty, and it has to be just like Oblivion. Otherwise, I will be... Morrowind is all crazy non-humans. I don't enjoy this very much. I want Oblivion, you know? I was close, thought I can't even go into, like, a cave in Morrowind, because I'm going to die, and I'll become a vampire again, like in Oblivion. In Oblivion, I was a vampire most of the game, and it made it incredibly difficult. I didn't do anything. Every time I would side, I was dying in the vampire. This one guy taught me to do collect quests for him with these little shoes, and I kept bringing them to his house, but I couldn't bring them in the day, because it was sunny. So even though I was doing a quest for him, I had to come at night and break into his house and get arrested every single time I wanted to bring him one of the dozen statues that he wanted. And my worst one was I was in the gates of Oblivion, closed the gate, and appeared back outside in the middle of nowhere, dying in the sun. And had to sprint and use all my health boat till I could find a random cave to hide and wait in. Least good TM boost right there, ladies and gentlemen. Oblivion was awesome though, you know, you're walking along and then suddenly, stop right there, criminal scum! They could come from everywhere. One time, I actually jumped, and the guards were chasing, so I jumped off into some water, and the guard stopped me in midair and said, stop right there, criminal scum. So I chose resist arrest, and then I just fell into the river and swam away, and the guard wouldn't come in after me. That was the answer in Oblivion. When guards come for you, swim, they never follow. There was one time I parked a horse in the sea and then just left. It wasn't the Shadowmere, though. What else happens in Oblivion? Oblivion's an awesome game. That adoring fan, I killed him a few times, left him in Pale Pass, stuff like that. Some good times would be had, except that I was a vampire the whole time, and it made it incredibly difficult. Of course, when you're playing on very easy, one hit kills everything and it's awesome. Except at the start, even very easy is difficult. Especially when you're a Breton. Well, I think that about does everything we need to talk about on the show this week. Hopefully this show will work. Au revoir. If it doesn't, I'll smite it. Au revoir. Things like this. Adios and the like. But, and yeah. That's the show for this week. Goodbye. We're going to take you out with Boom. And we'll return next week. Don't forget to come back next week. And please, everyone, subscribe on iTunes. Also, swine flu.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Moon over Rigel 7.
Don't say I didn't warn you. business.
Said.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
What have they done? What have they done? What have they done?